So wherever you are, just be comfortable, not too much so. Find a nice position to sit in, and we'll start the meditation. And as always with the meditation, we always like to start and finish with the sound of the Tibetan bell. Let's just take a few minutes to relax your body and your mind. There's no rules or requirements here. Just listen to the words and try to relax. If you get other thoughts, noises, or distractions, just acknowledge them, let them pass, just refocusing back on the task and hopefully the relaxation that comes with it. As I said, be comfortable. But not too much so. If you're in a chair, just sit comfortably, nice and straight. Get your feet planted. Find somewhere to put your hands, maybe rest them on your knees or your thighs. Gently close your eyes and just begin to slowly breathe in and out. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths. After drawing in a breath, just allow it to flow back out through your mouth, maybe. As you let go of each breath, in your mind, just allow yourself to release any tension or stress you might have been holding on to. And each time you inhale, just imagine if you were to breathe in love and good vibes. And just find a nice, easy rhythm of breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, and something comfortable. And as I speak, just allow the images to form in your own mind, naturally, in your own time. And so what we'll do is we'll start by just doing a quick body scan. We're going to look at areas where we might be able to release a bit of tension and relax. And as I mentioned, each body part, just bring your own awareness to it. Try to relax it. There's no need to concentrate too deeply on this. Just feel or imagine the sensation of relaxation and letting go. So we'll start with your legs. And now your arms. And now your chest. Just relax. And now your jaw, a place where often people hold tension. Now your forehead. Now any other areas that could be a stress point or a pain point for you in particular. Just turn your own attention to that area. Try to relax it. And now just experience the guided journey in whatever way it comes naturally to you. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable. It's filled with things you know. The pictures on the walls, the cushions, the furniture, the decor. It all feels familiar to you. It's a place you feel comfortable and safe. And as you look around on the wall, there are a few hooks that contain coats, jackets, and other things you might wear to stay warm and comfy. And there's a window, and as you look out of the window, you see a lovely spring day with clear blue skies, and you feel happy. And you can go outside and enjoy some late spring sunshine. But you'll need a coat, maybe some gloves, and maybe even a hat, just so that you're nice and cozy for the trip. So you get what you need and you get prepared for some spring sunshine. Once you're ready, in a corner of the room is a door and it leads outside, and you open it, stepping through, and you can feel cold and warm together. the warmth of the sun, but the cold of the wind. And as you stand there, you think to yourself, what a beautiful day. When you head down some stairs, gently, one at a time, and each step feels like it's unlocking good feelings. First one, you feel warmer, the second one, calmer. And as you descend, each step is unlocking good feelings and optimism till you take the final one, full of anticipation. And you find yourself in a meadow, lush green grass, with a well-trodden path down the left-hand side. A fence separates the meadow from another. It's a similar area. And as you look across into the next meadow, you see it. A few animals playing in the sunshine. They're far enough away not to care about the humans. And you stand for a moment and you watch. Nature is almost hypnotic to us, a place we can almost always find some serenity. You can stand and watch the animals all day, but you decide you want to continue on your way and walk on. And so you do, keeping the fence by your side until you reach the end of the meadow. And ahead is a pathway into some woods, and you head straight into the woods to explore. And as you enter, you can smell all the sounds, the smells. You can see the greens and the browns of the trees and the sun making its way through the tree line as you continue. And your senses are alive now, the smells, the colors, and the sounds. They permeate through as you get deeper into the wooded area. As you look down on the ground, there are a few flowers under the trees. And you marvel that they're able to flourish and thrive in the shadows of the giant trees. It's a reminder, I guess. We can all flourish. We just need the will and a little faith. As you look ahead, on the path ahead is a tiny rabbit, and he's watching you as you approach. He moves off and heads down a smaller path to your left. And you decide to take the same route, wondering where it might lead. It would seem you're both on a route to the same place, and he hops further and further down the path as you follow in his footsteps. And then the path starts to bear around to the left ahead, and the rabbit disappears from view. And then you see it ahead, a beautiful pond filled with all kinds of colourful fish, some large, some small. The water so clear you can see everything. Some are orange and have thick bodies, some are yellow, more streamlined and thinner. Some are grey, there are white and blue, some are a mixture of white and blue. As you get really close, you can see the water is coming into the pond through a rockery that's slowing down the water, and it's making a gorgeous bubbling sound, and it's aerating the water into the pond. Nature has a way of knowing what works, often solving its own challenges. And you stand at the edge of the pond and you watch the fish gracefully swimming around, never touching one another, never stopping. And it makes you think of your own life. Is it like the fish, never stopping? Is it like the fish, collision free? Are you part of a family, a community? Or are you lonely or searching for something more? And as you stand at the edge of the pond, you take a check of your emotions. You just take a moment to see how you're feeling inside. Maybe it's been a tough year. Maybe there's been extra stresses. Maybe you can feel it in this moment. And if you can, just allow yourself to really feel your emotions. Just let them bubble up, let them out. Let them out as feelings or emotions or tears here and now. Just sit and let them go in whatever way feels natural. It's okay. You take a seat on a rock. Just for a moment, just feel those feelings. Sometimes it's good just to let these feelings out in a safe place. And now you say to yourself, I'm okay. I am enough. I love you. And just imagine sending yourself a bright light, so bright because it's so full of love, inescapable, and let it permeate into you. Imagine that light reaching everywhere, being absorbed by you as you stand here in front of the pond in the clearing. Just feel that love being absorbed and traveling to every single inch of your body, slowly but surely, until there's no part of you untouched by it. You are okay, and you are enough. And it feels so peaceful here, and it's almost silent, but for the sound of the bubbling water and the occasional sounds of nature in the woods. And as you stand here, you feel better for this. You feel at one with nature, and inside you can feel optimistic about the future, whatever it holds. If there's something on your mind that you wanted to say to yourself, now's the time. You can just say it. And now, sadly, it's time for us to leave and to take the journey back. And you start winding your way back on the path, back through the woods, those fresh scents, the sounds. And then as you enter the meadow, the great green grass and the flowers, with the last of the day's sun on your back. And with emotions often comes serenity, calm, and growth. You feel happy and serene. You've had some time out in nature, and you'll be better for it. As you make your way back across the meadow, you find a few kind words that you think you need to hear, and you just say them quietly to yourself on the walk. Kindness is a great trait. Self-kindness is so important. The next time frustration builds inside you, just think of those kind words that you used for yourself and just say them to yourself, just until that moment passes. And then continue to say them until you believe them. been an emotional journey, and as you arrive back and you head back up the steps and back into your room, you feel good. It's that place where you feel happy and comfortable. And so you begin taking off your jacket or your coat, your scarf or your gloves. You put it all back, ready for another adventure, another day. And then you sit, and you just sit for a moment, and you go back to the simple breathing that started this journey. And as you sit, you wait for the sound of the Tibetan bell and the end of today's journey. Knowing you can come back anytime you like.